From Job 1, the introduction is heard as a parable of Job, a character in a story told about a man long ago and far away from the land of Uz. This story begins with the Satan waging a bet with God about human love. The Satan, or the accuser, will identify Job as one like us who is only faithful to God for what we receive from God. The accuser, reporting to God, says, "We only love God for what we get and not for whom God is." Do we love God because God gives us life and homes and good health? Is the accuser correct in convicting us for loving God because we want something in return? I think we have all been guilty of showing love or at least respect to those for whom we expect something in return. In our society, we have trained our children to fend for themselves. Do we not teach them to work hard and do whatever it takes to be successful in whatever they pursue? Is that not exactly what the accuser is reporting to God? The accuser sees us acting selfish, concerned for ourselves, and reporting to God what he sees. It is not what we think that the accuser sees, but what we do that is reported. In our story about Job, the accuser wants God to take away everything Job has to prove his point. The accuser wants God to know that creation does not love God because God is God, but because God gives creation everything it needs. God wants creation to love God in partnership with the relationship of a loving parent and a loving child. Do our children love us because we give them a place to sleep, food to eat, and maybe an allowance to spend? Take it all away and see how they react. Can a loving parent refuse food from their child? Would a loving parent not give to the child everything available to them when possible? God is more loving than any parent, more capable of giving than we could dream. Is that because God has everything to give? Or is that because God truly knows how to love? Job is loved by God, and Job loves God. Job will prove his love for God to his friends, to his family, and to the accuser, and especially to God. Job did not ask for all he has. Job was given everything because God loves Job. The accuser brings to the forefront our weakness and our shortcomings. God remains faithful to us even when we are not faithful to God. God keeps the promises and covenants made by God for the well-being of God's creation. It is the accuser that tests Job and Job's friends. We will hear in the next chapters how Job's friends start out strong and yet fall short or miss the mark when it comes to helping their friend Job. We may fall short as we give advice to those suffering around us. We may think we have all the answers like Job's friends. We could soon find out, too, that we are missing some of the information needed to help a friend. We can only know our own situation, and we do not know what our brother or sister is feeling. We have not lived in their skin, so we cannot be expected to understand or know how to advise them. What can we do when we see our friends suffer? What can we do as we watch as our neighbors are tortured and die? What are we called to do in a world that seems unfair to so many and remains a mystery to ourselves? What is it that God does for the humanity that defies God and constantly breaks the relationship between heaven and earth? God comes to us as a baby and shows us love. God comes to us in a common human body and shows us how to love another human being. God comes to us to open a gate of respect for one another. God loves us in an open gate of Jesus Christ, so even when we cannot understand what our neighbor is going through, we can love our neighbor by listening to their cry and by hearing their plea for justice. Amen. Let us pray. God, you open the gate of Jesus Christ to us so we can hear our neighbor's voice and be a friend of love. Show us love. Amen.